on the phone.
Hi, I'm Katie Byrne, and this is Conversations with Katie. And the reason that I'm sorry, we've been having a lot of fun already tonight. The reason that I call this show Conversations with Katie is that it is really my belief that conversation can change the world. And I think that if we would all talk to each other more, that we would have peace in the world. So we're going to start that endeavor, an attempt at it tonight. We're going to be talking about, we decided that a good conversation to start with was with what's really true for each one of us. And I'm counting on all of you tonight to be very honest and very real, which is really rarely done on television. It's not easy to do, but we want to really tell the truth tonight about what's going on with us. And what's going on with me is I'm single, and I'm tired of it. And we wanted to talk about why are so many people single right now, or divorced, or married and thinking about becoming single, or married and looking at other people as if they were single and getting all confused. So I have some interesting guests tonight. On my right, I'd like to introduce Catherine Yates, who is a very excellent sex therapist, among many other things. And to my left is Alex Torres, who is the creative director at the Media Access Center in TV station in Santa Rosa. And over here we have the very famous Jim Spillane, who is a facilitator and has been running singles seminars, workshops, and weekends for 25 years. And we also have the lovely Julia Lorimer, who is a health educator and a hands-on exercise training working for prevention of pain. And so I wanted to start with the question, which is, why are so many of us still single? And Kate, I wanted to ask you, why do you think you are still single?
Because I want to be.
Okay.
And I want to be because I love being single right now. I spent a lot of my life being single and hating it. And I am just really thrilled to be in this place where I get to actually enjoy it. And I have to say, however, that I just came out of an 8-year relationship, been out of it for 10 months. And I have wondered why it is that I really am enjoying being single this time. And first I thought, well, it's really nice to get unload that relationship, and I'm just kind of in this relief mode. And then I thought, well, maybe that's not really giving the relationship enough credit for why I might be enjoying being single so much. And I think there really was something that happened with the relationship that allows me to be happy as a single person. And what that is that I went into that relationship and a lot of other ones with a hole inside myself, like the relationship was going to fix it, was going to fill it, was going to complete me. And that relationship actually accomplished that. I actually solved a lifelong problem. And I am now, I believe, I hope anyway, that I really am more whole. And because I am more whole, I can enjoy being single just like I could enjoy being in a relationship. I don't feel like it's the lesser state. You know, ask me another 6 months, I'd say something different, but that's how it feels now.
Appreciate that.
The grass is greener on your side of the fence.
Yeah.
Married or single.
Right. Exactly right.
But just on this for 1 minute, but you do talk about dating and wanting to be related to men a lot. So is that not...
I love dating. I love meeting men. I love spending time, and I really have these intimate interactions with men. I spend a fair amount of time with men, and I like meeting and being with different men. And I don't mean when I say single that I'm not interacting with men. I don't mean I'm sort of holed up someplace.
So, but you're not looking for the one?
Oh, you know, who knows what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for right now is a kind of a richness of experience that that really allows me to get a sense of, well, what... You know, what is it that that really matters to me right now? I had this old set of what it was before, and I'm not sure what it is anymore. I'm also just turned 50, and I'm fascinated by this sense of myself no longer being monogamous. And I couldn't imagine having been non-monogamous before in my life. It just felt like it was just the most core thing about myself. It doesn't feel true anymore. And I don't know what that's about particularly, but it also supports what's going on for me about wanting to go out with different men.
Wow.
Yeah.
Non-monogamy.
Oh, I think that's great.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I know how you feel about that.
I was saving it.
For what?
All right, well, I'm very traditional. I'm into monogamy and all that stuff, but what do you think, Alex?
Well, I mean, you know, what is single, really? I mean, you know, I mean, if you're married, you're not single, but if you're not married, you are single. What if you're in a relationship and you're of some kind and you're, but you're not married? Does that mean you're not, you know?
Wait a minute. Now, crazy. Alex, what's true for you, though?
For me, it's just, I consider myself to be single in that I don't get my whole experience out of life of being part of another person. I don't have my whole experience justified by this group person we've created together. And that's my whole existence, you know. My life has collapsed around that one pseudo person that's made out of pieces of both of us that's supposed to be everything. So I've chosen not to go in that direction anymore in my life and not to have that be the focus of my whole existence. I have to agree with a lot of what you were saying. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, being a single person is no longer this thing about somehow you're just on a lower level than everyone who's, you know, married and found their person to go through life with.
I don't agree with this at all. I think the only way to really learn about love is to deepen around all of our relationships and get more involved instead of less involved. Jim, you've been running workshops for 25 years, talking to singles. Do you find it's a predominant thing that single people really don't want to get involved, or what do you see?
I've done all sorts of surveys. I used to run the Treasure Club, and the Treasure Club had 100 people dance parties every Friday and Saturday night, and I had about 16,000 people on my mailing list. And we'd do things like, say, you know, we'd get 100 people in there who were all single and say, raise your hand if you'd like to be married. And people never know, you know, what to do and everything. But what I've come up with is that about 90% of single people would like to be married. Not necessarily right now, but they would like to be married sometime in the next couple years. I don't really look at it as being, you know, are you single or are you married? To me, it's are you attached? So when Catherine had an 8-year relationship, she was probably not that available. So if I met her and she was interested in me, she probably would reject me because she had somebody. So, you know, and of course there's married guys too who want a little bit on the side too, but that's not as predominant as it used to be.
Not my experience.
But
really? Well, I'm meeting a lot of married men that want to fool around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt
yeah.
you.
But the way I did it, I realized, to tell you the truth, when I was about 12 years old, that most married people didn't appear very happy. And I'm 53 years old. I saw that most people in those days, the average woman would get married at age 19 and the average man would get married at 21. And, you know, that didn't make sense to me. So I made the goal that I wasn't going to get married until I was at least 29. But I had real fear because I saw that by the time you're 29, nobody your age group is left. Everybody's married. But then, starting in the late 60s, people started getting divorced. So then, you know, that sort of opened the door that you can be any age now and be single and have tons of people to go out with because of divorce. And people are always in and out of relationships. So what I did is I got married when I was 45 years old. And I was smart enough, I think, to sow my wild oats. And once I sowed my wild oats, and I had relationships there. I never was monogamous until I got married. But I sowed my wild oats, and then I got to the point where I didn't really need to be with a ton of women anymore. And I ended up falling in love with one. And I think lots of times men end up marrying the woman who is their next girlfriend once they're ready for marriage. It's not necessarily that this one is better than a couple of the past ones. It's just that all of a sudden, oh, you know, I'm ready for marriage. And then they get married to the next one.
Interesting. I remember when you were sowing your wild oats. Yeah.
Really? Did I ever go out with you?
No, I always wanted to.
I went out with so many women, I probably can't remember.
I know, but you were running singles clubs, and oh, my God, the women were just all over the place.
Wow. Oh, I probably, for many years there, I probably met more single women than any man in the Bay Area.
I
just had so many women around. It was delightful, to tell you the truth.
Well, Katie, I'd like to hear about your single experience and why you feel so burned out and jaded by
yeah.
it. Because, I mean, I've been really enjoying
it.
I'd
just love to talk about it. But I want to include Julia, too. Maybe just jump to you for one second, and we'll go back to me. What's it been like for you? Because you've been single a long time.
Well, I'm in a relationship now, an 8-month-old relationship, but I have been in previous relationships where you called the word attached. I didn't feel attached. I was in long-distance relationships. I was in a, at 19 or 20, I was in a polygamous relationship with a Zulu African man, and there were other women involved, and that was, you know, I had very early polyamory experiences, and I carried those through many of my relationships. If I was in another long-distance relationship, I would still be involved with other men.
Oh, by the way, for our audience, if anybody doesn't know, polyamory means multiple partners, basically.
Mm-hmm. Many loves.
Sorry, go ahead.
Many loves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though I was in relationship, I was acting as if I was single for a long time. So, in a sense, I was having a great time. Even though I wasn't in a monogamous relationship and I wasn't married, which I wanted, I was learning a lot about myself through relationship. Now I'm in more of a monogamous relationship, only 8 months, but I feel like I've gotten a lot of that out of my system. I may come back to it again, but I'm open to, I don't have any prejudices.
Was that a, you know, a conscious decision the two of you made? This is how it's going to be the form of our relationship?
Yes, it was just what we were attracted to, this kind of relationship works for us. And it's what I want right now in my life.
It doesn't bug your partner that you're saying, oh, I might change later on?
Oh, I'm just flexible. I never know what life is going to bring.